degrees here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. Nashville's Metro Council passed the city's first set of regulations for data centers last night. The legislation limits where data centers can be built based on facility size and energy use, how much noise they can produce, and how often they can use on-site fossil fuel generation. The council also passed a moratorium on all new data center permits until December 1st. Mayor Freddie O'Connell says this will give the council time to set up more rules.
This was a pretty thoughtful response. We have until December to look at if we're going to make any adjustments to the regulatory framework. And, you know, we have an executive order that has now got all departments sort of looking at this issue comprehensively.
The council also advanced legislation from O'Connell. The mayor aims to use eminent domain to buy the site where the data center developer DC Blocks plans to build a facility just a short distance from the Nashville Zoo. DC Blocks bought more than 20 acres of property last week for $23 million. The new regulations passed last night probably will not apply to this project unless Nashville's Board of Zoning Appeals finds the initial permit to be deficient. Otherwise, to successfully intervene via eminent domain, the city will have to prove to a court that seizing the DC Blocks property is necessary. Tennessee is celebrating the four-year anniversary of its 988 hotline with a brand new logo. The new design is meant to bring proper branding awareness to the lifeline, as well as its sustained efforts in helping Tennesseans since 2022. The Mental Health Lifeline was created to help residents experiencing a mental health crisis by connecting them with immediate support and resources based on their needs. 988 has over 300,000 texts, calls, and chats from residents since its creation, with that volume increasing year by year. During just the past 12 months, the Lifeline received over 93,000 calls. You're listening to 90.3 WPLN News.